Father, we love you. We bow to worship you. We bow to honor you. We bow to adore you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 26, verse 12 to verse 16. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very quickly, we are looking on the subject, the value of the blessing. The value of the blessing. Our objective is to understand what the blessing is worth. What is the worth of the blessing? So the question we have to ask and answer this morning is, what is in the blessing? What is it worth? When God created man in the beginning, and the scripture said, and God blessed them, what did he intend for it to achieve on their lives? What does the blessing do to the carrier of the blessing? When a man, when a woman, when a person carries the blessing, what does the blessing do to the carrier? Why did God ask the priests in Numbers chapter 6 from verse 23 to bless the people continuously? We shall be looking at 12 things, and I will be taking 6 in this service and 6 in the next service. Why is this understanding necessary? Because understanding the worth, first, understanding the worth of the blessing helps us to maximize the opportunity of being blessed. Understanding the worth of the blessing helps you to maximize the opportunity of being blessed. Understanding the value of the blessing makes you to optimize. When the pastor or a spiritual authority say you are blessed, you don't take it for granted if you understand the worth of the blessing. So what is the value of the blessing? Number one, the blessing rescues people from negative cycles and patterns of life. Negative cycles and patterns of life. If there are negative cycles or negative patterns on your family line, you can be rescued from it and you can escape it by the power of the blessing. Abraham escaped the negative patterns of his family. If you read Genesis chapter 11, you will see Abraham's lineage and his father, Terah, and his brother now, and his brother Haran, and how all of them had very negative stories. Haran died before time. Now lived without relevance. Terah started without finishing. When the blessing came upon Abraham, he rescued him from the negative patterns of life, the negative patterns of his father's house. The blessing rescues people from the negative patterns and cycles of life. Secondly, the blessing changes the climate and atmosphere of a person's life. It changes the climate or the atmosphere of a person's life. It changes the climate. The climate of your life, the weather of your life, can be changed by the blessing. When God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, chapter 12, and in verse 1 that he was taking him out of his father's house and his kindred, it was a change of climate. When Isaac was sowing in the land of famine and he was receiving results where others were receiving scarcity, it was a change of climate. When the blessing is on you, you are not in the same condition with those who are around your position. You are not in the same condition with people in your situation. You are not in the same condition. There is a climate around your life that is different. You are not in the same condition with those who know you or those who you know. You are not. That is the value of the blessing. You carry a climate that is different when the blessing is on you. Number three, the blessing increases life's capacity and potential. It increases life's capacity and potentials. When the blessing of God is upon your life, your capacity, your potentials are increased and enlarged. I will make of you a great nation. God told Abraham, I will make of you a great nation. I will enlarge your capacity. I will change you from a person to a nation. I will enlarge your capacity. When the blessing is upon your life, you become bigger than you think you are. You become larger than you think you are. That blessing enlarged Jacob from Jacob to Israel. I see that enlargement coming. Somebody who is receiving the blessing, shout the louder, amen. There is a particular person here today. This is not for everybody. It's just for one particular person. That negative pattern, negative cycle of your father's house is broken in your own life today. Everything you know to be the experience of your brothers, the experience of your sisters, the experience of your family members that are negative experiences, in your own case, those experiences are broken. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. There is another person here. The climate of disfavor around you, the climate of rejection around you, the climate of scarcity in the place where you found yourself is going to be changed in your particular condition. It's going to be changed in your particular situation. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. There is another person here. God is about to enlarge you, to make you larger, make you bigger, make you wider than you have ever imagined. It's going to enlarge your capacity, enlarge your potentials. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number four, the blessing transforms a life into a generational asset of value. When the blessing of God is upon your life, you are transformed into a generational asset of value. When he said, I will make you a blessing, he meant to say, I will make you an asset. I will make you valuable. When the blessing is on you, you become a blessing, not a burden. You become an asset, not a liability. You are not the kind of person existing as a concern for people. The blessing turns a man into a generational asset of value. I don't know who is here today. People had looked down on you and looked at you as a non-entity, as somebody who will amount to nothing, the way they looked at us many years ago. But I am here to announce to you today, God is turning you into an asset of value. In your generation, in your family, in your community, he's turning you into an asset of value. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. So shall it be. He turned Abraham into an asset from a non-entity. He turned Jacob into an asset. So shall he turn you. Say a louder amen. Number five, the blessing imparts and fertilizes people for increase, fruitfulness, and multiplication. It imparts and fertilizes people. It imparts and fertilizes people for increase, fruitfulness, and multiplication. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. When the blessing of God is upon your life, nothing is permitted to reduce around you. Nothing is permitted to dry up around you. Everything you are involved with explodes. Everything you are involved with enlarges. Everything you are involved with increases. You believe that is going to happen to you? Say a louder amen. Everyone that is currently a victim of reduction, a victim of scarcity and shortage, things are dry around you. After this morning service, that situation, this blessing service, that situation of scarcity and shortage shall be deleted forever. Deleted forever. Shout the loudest, amen. From now forward, nothing dries. Nothing dries. Nothing dries up around you. In the name of Jesus. Number 6. The blessing brings preservation and protection to the life of the blessed. Preservation and protection. You are not permitted to be easily wasted where the blessing of God is upon you. Job chapter 1 and in verse 10, it says, "Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." Everywhere there is a blessing, there is a hedge. Everywhere there is a provision, there is a protection. Have you not made a hedge around him? You have blessed the work of his hands. Everything about him is speaking, is secure. The Lord does not bless you for the devil to waste you. Did you hear what I just said? God does not bless you for witches to waste you. God does not bless you for occult power to ruin you. For everyone today that has been a victim of enemy wickedness, occultic manipulation or orchestration, witchcraft, altars, and ancestral curses, today, by the blessing of the Lord, that enemy agenda is canceled. It is reversed. It is annulled. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, "I am blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed." 3 times. Announce to yourself 5 times, "I am blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed." Announce to yourself 7 times, "I am blessed, I am blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I am blessed. I am blessed." Hallelujah. So what is in the blessing? The blessing rescues you from negative cycles and patterns of life. It changes the climate of your life. The blessing increases your capacity and potentials. The blessing transforms your life into a generational asset. The blessing imparts and fertilizes you for increase and enlargement. And the blessing brings preservation. What is the way of the blessing? Number 1. How do you arrive at the blessing? Number 1, the pursuit of the blesser. The pursuit of the blesser. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You don't get blessed by seeking the blessing. You get blessed by seeking the blesser. There are many who seek the blessing and continue to live in frustration. You don't get blessed by seeking the blessing. You get blessed by seeking the blesser. It is when you seek his face that you access his hands. What is in the hand of God is made available for those who seek his face. Don't waste your life looking for things. Invest your time looking for him. And you will have more things than those who seek for. for things. The pursuit of the blesser. Number two is the life of obedience. Obedience brings the blessing, and disobedience brings the curses. Obedience brings the blessing, disobedience brings the curses. For as long as Adam obeyed God, he remained in the garden. The moment he disobeyed God, he lost the garden. If you are not feeling the blessing of God the way you should, maybe there is an area of obedience you have not obeyed. Lord, where am I missing it? Can be a question that can give you access to the world of the blessing. The life of obedience. Number three, existence as a blessing. When you exist as a blessing, you access the blessing. Existing as a blessing is the way of accessing the blessing. Existing as a blessing is the way of accessing the blessing. The blessing of God. Blessing God and blessing man. Heaven can feel your releases. Human beings can feel your releases. Then you have no room to accommodate the blessing. Finally, is the life of faith. The life of faith. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith, looking up to God, guarantees the blessing. Looking up to man guarantees frustration. The life of faith. When you have made up your mind that no human being will be considered your source, looking up to God guarantees the blessing. Looking up to man guarantees frustration. We have been told this month diverse things to obey: evangelistic assignment, soul winning assignment, kingdom-giving assignment, fruit-bearing assignment, kingdom expansion prayings, and diverse things that we have been told to do. Inside our obedience is our blessing. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Anybody ready for that blessing this morning? Lift up your right hand and thank Him for the blessing. Father, we give you the praise. All right, go ahead and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Thank you, Master. See after me, say, Father, I am here today. I trust you for your blessing on my life. Do something new in my life today. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Very, very quickly, we came in from a most unusual crusade in Makurdi in Benue State. And all manner of things happen. Take a look at some of the things God did. You didn't start from the beginning. I saw when the crowd was coming in the first place. Or did you edit it away? I saw the crowd flow coming. Hallelujah. Can stop there. Praise the Lord. There is a clip that is not yet here, but I'm sure they'll bring it soon. Lift up your right hand and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate him this morning. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Worship him this morning. Adore him this morning. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Ask God for his help on your life today. Father, I come before you today to surrender myself to you. I come before you today to ask for your help and your mercy. I come before you today to access your blessing. I come before you today to access that blessing. To place my faith, my hope, my confidence in you. Can we all be upstanding? Lift up your two hands. Lift up your hands. Just worship Him in the privacy of your heart this morning. I want more of You. I want more of You, Jesus. And more and more. It is a more to know You, Jesus. More. I want more of You, Lord. I want more of You, Jesus. That's right. Whisper that name, Jesus. And again. That ancestral spirit, generational curse, causing you to see masquerades, taking you back to your village. Break now! Mahashaya, that's helper there. I take authority over that ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, unclean demons, ancestral spirit, that masquerade devil, wherever you came from, the spirit of the altars of your village, I break their powers now. I declare you free in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and say after me, say the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit,
every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, after my life, after my destiny, today is your end. Oh, you unclean spirit, lose your grip now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Shout, go! You came in here today to be set free. And your freedom is confirmed. Anything called an altar, anything called a curse, anything called a spell, anything called a divination that is against your life and your destiny, today is the end of them forever. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Somebody's right hand is free. It's a paralysis or it's a stroke. Whatever it is, check that right hand. Confirm you are healed and rush to the front quickly. Right hand is free. It's no more painful. It's not paralyzed anymore. And it's moving quickly. Somebody's chest and breathing condition has just been healed. Take that deep breath in and just check the chest. You will confirm that the pain is gone right now. Somebody's urinary system problem is healed. Every difficulty in urination or frequency of urination or urinary retention is already healed. Check it quickly and step forward here. Somebody's lower back and waist condition has been healed. I take authority over spondylosis and every form of affliction in your system. It is over forever in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death is arrested. I take authority over that death spirit. Your tenure expired. Lose your grip on that woman, on that man. Get out in the name of Jesus. Leave in Jesus' precious name. Somebody's ear is open. Ear that cannot hear well, you need to put the phone on the other ear, on the left ear. The right ear is open. Check it quickly and step forward here. Somebody's knee is healed. Quickly. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, oh Lord.
We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God.
Why don't you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And forever you are God.
Why don't you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And forever you are God.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
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 And forever you are God.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
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 And forever you are God.
You came in here with an affliction, something was wrong with you, and you cannot feel it anymore. Also, come forward here and let's find out what God did for you.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Everybody shout hallelujah!
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 And forever you are God.
Everybody shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The God.
Direct them here. What is this song doing?
Yes, I know.
I'm serving the God
of miracles. I know. Yes, I know.
Hallelujah.
I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. I'm serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know.
Oh, man.
Ojoro Mekele.
Ana Mekele Ge.
Ojoro Mekele. Ebi Mere Ntufara Mo. Ojoro Mekele. Ojoro Mekele Ge. Ojoro Mekele. Ebi Mere Ntufara Mo. Ojoro Mekele.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise.
Sir, you said God was healing people of pains on their shoulders and all manner of pains. He's had this locked shoulder for a while. He came into the service with that pain, but at the mention of that word, pain took off.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It's over forever in Jesus' name.
Pain also on the left shoulder, right shoulder, I beg your pardon, healed by the same word.
Give the Lord a praise. It's over forever in the name of Jesus.
Our brother came in, said he's had this terrible waist condition that lasted up to about 10 years. Also healed by the power of God.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It's permanent in Jesus' name.
Another waist condition, terrible for, he said he couldn't even stand throughout last week. Also, at the mention of that word, pain on the waist took off.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords every affliction that came here with you today is the end of it forever in Jesus' name.
4 months pain gone.
4 months pain where?
Pain in the chest.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It's over forever in the name of Jesus.
Our brother had a hernia, and he said every time he lies down to sleep, he sees all dead people in the family. And because of that, he was slated for operation. He was afraid to go and do the operation. But when he entered here today, that hernia checked out. He's free now.
Hernia disappeared.
Yes.
Are you just looking like that? Every growth in your body, every deposit of hell in your body is disappearing now. It's over forever in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is our brother Roland. He said last night he felt this tightness in his chest, unable to breathe, difficulty in breathing. He couldn't turn. But at the instance of that word, he said the chest is free.
The breathing and chest condition. Give the Lord a praise. It's over forever in the name of Jesus.
Pain in the chest and at the back gone for 2 months now.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It is over forever.
Respiratory distress. Chest pains all disappeared also at the mention of that word.
Mighty, 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 mighty God. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, 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 Omewoya,
Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya,
Omewoya, Omewoya,
Omewoya,
Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the shout of praise. Blessed be your name. Every other healing and deliverance here remains permanent. If there are one or two more you want to, where's the person with the ear that is healed? So why did you say it is over? Come over here. Come over here. What happened to you?
I've been sick since 2019. So they think it affects my brain. Have that brain challenge affect the spinal cord because my tailbone shifts up and it affects one side of my spinal cord. So each time they think the pain keep blocking my ear and recently blocked this ear. And each time, boy, even as I'm standing here, pus keep coming out. So this morning, as you were praying, I have something on the brain.
Scissors cut something.
Yes, yes. So
and then hides the ear now.
Yes, it's fine, sir.
It's over now. What of the pus coming out? It's dry, yes, totally dry, and the ear is hearing now.
Yes, sir.
Close this one.
Thank you. I am free.
Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a prayer.
Sir, ear blocked. Now it's open.
Which ear? This one. Can you close this one tight? Close this one tight.
Jesus, thank you. I am healed.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. What happened here? Breathing's all healed. Somebody lift up your right and say, in the name of Jesus, every arrow, all of you can return back to your seat now. Every arrow from hell, every demonic arrow fired into my life, into my system, wherever you came from, you are returning back there. On your mark, get set, shout go! Arrows back to hell, back to hell, back to hell from where you came from. In Jesus' name, take your seat.
You prophesied the issue of the right arm, right shoulder, and it has been with you for 20 years now.
20. Over 20 years. And what happened now?
As we were praying, I just felt that relief and I could turn the hand. And I've been having chest issue. I've been on drugs for over a month now, my chest.
And it is free.
I'm free.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. While we take this song, if you are here this morning and you are in need of surrender to Jesus, you want to be forgiven of your sins, check that man they are bringing down. Maybe something happened for him. Okay. You want to be healed, you want to be saved, you want to be born again, you want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of seven. Give us celebration while they come. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come and get born again. One.
You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are highly lifted up, Lord.
Two.
You are glorious in holiness. You are simple, Lord, in praising. You do great and mighty stand of wonder. You are highly lifted.
You are highly lifted.
Highly, 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 highly lifted up. Highly lifted up. Highly, highly, highly lifted up. You are glorious.
You are glorious.
You are simple,
Lord.
You do great and mighty stand of wonder.
Broken of your life. That young man had masturbation addiction for many years until it was broken last in a service. You are here today, you are drinking, you are smoking, you are living a life you are not happy with, and you want that addiction broken. Quickly step forward. Go ahead with the song. I'll give you the count of five. And I'd like you to rush forward quickly.
You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are glorious. You are faithful. You are so great, the mighty stands that we're blessed. Oh God, hallelujah. You are highly lifted up.
Lift your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, lift the other hand up and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Our counselors are standing right behind you. They are going to speak with you and show you what it means to be established in God. I'd like you to cooperate with them, comply with them, and they will assist you to be established in God. Hallelujah. Everybody stretch your two hands in front of you, everywhere you are. I prophesy upon all hands, and I decree harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Whatever is yours, no devil shall keep back. Your harvest shall look for you. I call it down in Jesus' name. All right, pick up your offerings, lift it up. Those watching via the satellite and the internet, the platforms are there for you to give your offerings. Counselors are going to go with the people. And if you have your offerings, lift it up now. Again, Father, multiply the harvest of every giver in Jesus' name. Pass it on very quickly. Tuesday healing and deliverance service will be holding, and Wednesday midweek service. It is our month of accessing supernatural resources, blessing, prosperity. Give the Lord a shout of praise. There shall be the release, the recovery, the multiplication of supernatural resources this month. The kind of resources you never touched before, you will be touching it. Can somebody say a louder amen? The kind of resources you never dreamt of before, you shall be touching in this month. So I advise you, don't miss a single service, because every Wednesday, you'll be giving secrets and then prophetic releases. Every Sunday, the Dunamis Home Church on Saturday, you'll be giving secrets and prophetic releases that will cause your release, cause your recoveries, and cause your multiplication. 21 Keys to Financial Overflow is a good book for this kind of month, and also the blessing. Both books, I think you can show them on the screen. They will assist you and they will help you deepen your understanding of what is being taught throughout the month and how to explode and multiply.
The Lord bless you. As you do that, please show the blessing book on the screen, if possible, and also the 21 keys to financial overflow. That's right. 21 uncommon keys to financial overflow. Very, very helpful for this month. And then the blessing. Now, every single month in the month, single Sunday in the month, yes, that's right. The purpose, the products, and pathways to the blessing. Experiencing the substantiality, materiality, and tangibility of God's blessing. It will show you the purpose of the blessing, the products of the blessing, and pathways to the blessing. Very, very impactful. I believe that it will help us explode in the blessing this month. Now we have explosive Sunday services with the night of worship, word, and wonders in the month of March. Give the Lord the praise. This first Sunday is the blessing Sunday. Next Sunday is the Holy Ghost service. The Sunday after that is impartation service, power to conquer. Then next Sunday is fresh fire. Somebody shout fresh fire. The worship, word, and wonders night is titled In the Day of His Power. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Testimonies and thanksgiving. Victory celebration. Give this to as many of your friends and loved ones as you can. And invite them for every single service in the month of March. It shall be explosive. Social media engagement reminders are on. Kingdom enlargement, pray. These are part of the things we are told this month. Kingdom expansion, giving, and soul winning mandate. And of course, Dunamis TV is on all platforms, including the TSTV platform. Tuesday link service is on. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus. Now, I have very, very good news for you. This that I'm holding in my hand is March and April Seed of Destiny. Together. Put together. And so, this is two in one. We have decided to do this. And then we also did the monthly one, the March one, and the April will come. We are going to weigh which one you prefer to make life easy for you and for us. If this is preferable, then we'll continue to multiply this. And if the monthly one is preferable, then we'll continue to multiply the monthly one. For me, I think I like this. Just to have the two at once, and then I'm not struggling about, I already have April ahead of time. And then the size is not too much bigger than the other. If you look at it, I thought it would be bulky, but it's still sizable. You can still put it in your bag and also still be able to give your friend as an invitation. Is somebody excited about that? We dedicate that in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. While the offering, what do you call it now? While the communion will be passed, we'll take a little look at the clip of the Makurdi Crusade. You can do that very fast.
Power of the Holy Ghost is everywhere. That's right. That's right. There is an eruption of His power, of His mercy. If there is somebody who came in here with a lumber jacket, a belt.
Yes, about 3 years ago, she said, during the burial, a satanic arrow was fired into her waist.
From the neck there, she said, all the way to the waist. Yes.
Yes, and then she couldn't walk for that long without the use of this. And she's been afflicted. And according to her, the moment you mention that word,
Olala,
fire enter
the fire enter.
She began to do the things she couldn't do before, sir.
Mama, she's doing everything she couldn't do before. All manner of growths just disappeared.
Accurate word of prophecy, sir. You said that growth is disappearing from the left side of the breast. Right side of the
right
breast.
Right, yes. While you hear this, get ready for your own.
Our sister was diagnosed of growth at the right side of the breast.
On the right breast, 4 months ago.
4 months ago.
Yes.
She came in that condition to the Pusegra. When the word came, she landed under the anointing, got up, and then the growth disappeared forever.
Right breast growth of 4 months disappeared. On the descended testes in a child has been healed.
Sir, very accurate word of prophecy here. You said God was healing a child of an undescended testis. That has been the situation of this young boy for over 14 years, right from then.
Since he was born.
He was operated upon last year to no avail. But when his wife came tonight, he felt a movement around that region and the testis have been hanging up descended.
Somebody's terrible leg ulcer is drying up right now.
14 years ago, he was diagnosed of type 1 diabetes mellitus. He has been on insulin every single day.
Every single day, meter insulin.
Sir, as you declare that cancers and ulcers,
leg ulcers
were being healed, he came in tonight. This salt was soaked.
With the fluid that exudes from the diabetic ulcer.
Yes, sir. He has not been taking the insulin. And he said when he comes to this crusade, that he knows he's going to be healed, he will do away with the insulin, his blood sugar become normal, and he will live a normal life. And as this sun is healed tonight,
the sun has dried up.
It's dried up.
Bless him.
The sun is totally dry. There's no exudate. There's no fluid.
The soil is dried right there.
Totally dry.
Are you just looking like that? Somebody's mad person has not been healed. They brought a mad person. Talk to that person right now. The mind is normal. The mind is normal.
This woman must be mad for over 10 years. 11 years. Walking naked on the road, eating from West Bean, and in that condition she was brought here tonight. But when our word was mentioned
for 11 years, naked. Are you just looking like that? This is how she was for 11 years.
Jesus, thank you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Stand on your feet, people. People, people, people. These are the days of the latter rain. And God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Crowd like water.
Remain standing. Port Harcourt is your turn. Shark Stadium / Civic Center. This Thursday and Friday. Those watching in Port Harcourt, all roads lead to the Shark Stadium and the Civic Center on Thursday, Friday, this week in Port Harcourt. Anybody know Port Harcourt?
All roads lead there. Let your friends. So it's healing and deliverance crusade.
If you have ever seen a healing and deliverance service before, the things that happen there, here, will be happening there by the power of God. Hallelujah. And everyone here today, every testimony you have cited that you trust God for is released for you. Lift up that communion and place the hand on your second hand on your head. With one hand, the communion is lifted with the other hand on your head. Why we do that? To save time and everything. All those who are in Dunamis for the first time, kindly walk forward here and receive your blessing right in the front. Walk forward. Just keep coming up and receive your blessing right in the front here. Go ahead.
We declare the blessings of God upon you this month of March in the name of Jesus. We declare that by the blessing, every curse is hereby annulled, neutralized, and nullified from your life in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in your going out. You are blessed in your coming in. This month, you shall see abundance of supplies and provisions that shall overwhelm and completely overshadow every pain and suffering and lack you've had in the past. In Jesus' name.
In the name that is above every name, I prophesy upon you the grace to pursue your Maker. The grace to obey Him. The grace to live as a blessing. The grace to believe Him.
And I declare the month of March opens up for you.
Amen.
Your destiny opens up in the month of March.
Amen.
I prophesy today is the end of every form of delay for you.
Amen.
Whatever is delaying your life, in your life, the end has come in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the release of this blessing, every negative cycle in your life and in your family is over forever.
Amen.
By the release of this blessing, I declare the climate of your life changes permanently.
Amen.
By the release of this blessing, I decree the enlargement of your capacity.
Amen.
The enlargement of your potential.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that by this blessing, your life is turned into a generational treasure.
Amen.
A generational asset.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree your fertilization for increase. Multiplication. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And now I declare preservation. I declare protection. You shall be preserved from danger.
Amen.
Rescued from disaster.
Amen.
And so that cup of the blessing in your hands, as you take it now, the blessing is sealed.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Open it within the next 30 seconds and take it while you are standing. Go ahead.